Hello and welcome to Quick Hits. I'm your host, Phil Gursky, president of Borealis, and in today's short podcast, I want to talk about what we mean by terrorism and whether or not we have a consistent view of what terrorism is and terrorism isn't. There are lots of definitions of the term. A friend of mine, Alex Schmidt, who's a German scholar working with the International Center for Counterterrorism in The Hague, wrote a paper many years ago in which he found more than 100 definitions. I've seen papers that have claimed there's more than 200 definitions of terrorism. And so there doesn't seem to be really any agreement on what the term means and what it doesn't mean. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this today is I came across an article recently in the National Post, dated the 19th of February of this year. And it's an odd tale. It's about a guy who is serving a life sentence for murder. He killed a kid way back in 1986 in Kingston, Ontario. And he's been incarcerated since. And it seems that this guy, his name is John Mark Lee Jr., likes to sue. He likes to engage in litigation. So since he's been in jail, since the late 1980s, he was found guilty of first-degree murder. He has sued or brought action for a number of things. He has sued over having a pet rabbit, getting access to mood lighting, free pizza, cosmetic surgery, free groceries, and interest-free loans. He sued a prison when he wasn't allowed to sunbathe in the nude. He sued a prison nurse for not hand-delivering his medication to his cell, saying this caused him stress, led him to overeat, and, I'm not making this up, led him to engage in more sexual activity with inmates. He even sued the family of the boy he murdered for maintaining a memorial Facebook page for the victim. He sued a newspaper for reporting on his case. He has sued when his TV services were cut after a bank canceled his credit card. He has sued virtually everybody. Between 1993 and 2018, he has filed more than 500 grievances and complaints with Correctional Services Canada, which is the institution that looks after federal prisons in Canada. Generally speaking, federal prisons take over when a person is sentenced to longer than 2 years. Under 2 years tends to be provincial jurisdiction. He has filed 21 civil suits in Ontario, 10 in Alberta, and 10 more in federal court. He's currently in Alberta. And this guy is essentially a pain in the ass for the justice system, so much so that a judge in Alberta recently called him a quote-unquote litigation terrorist. What do we do with this? Clearly, Mr. Lee is a complete wanker. He is abusing the system like few other people do. He is demanding things that are completely unnecessary and ludicrous in many ways. But is it okay to call him a terrorist? I would submit very clearly that the answer is no. This is an egregious use of the word terrorism by a judge. Maybe he meant it tongue-in-cheek. Maybe he was being facetious. But what this points to is that, as I noted in my introduction, we have a hard time nailing down what terrorism is and what terrorism isn't. A guy who sues in court is not a terrorist. Now, a terrorist might sue in court, but that person became a terrorist before he launched a lawsuit, i.e. he was found guilty and incarcerated for committing an act of terrorism or planning to commit an act of terrorism. I think that when we throw this term around loosey-goosey like this, we lose a lot of credibility. So let's get back to first principles. What actually is terrorism? And I think that most people would agree that, first of all, terrorism has to be an act of violence or a planned act of violence. Although even there are those that might say that we have things like cyber terrorism, which involves perhaps taking down systems. I'm not sure I'd call that terrorism. Others would. Certainly when groups like Islamic State or Al-Qaeda put out messages in the cyber world, on social media, on platforms to advocate killing, you could call that online terrorism, I suppose. To me, there has to be some link to actual violence, and I would go further and say even a serious act of violence. More importantly, there's lots of violence in society. We are a violent species. Go back to 2001, A Space Odyssey with the obelisk and the one group of proto-human apes beating the other group of proto-human apes with a jawbone or a bone. So it's not as if violence is something that we are immune to, quite the opposite. Terrorism is a special kind of violence. It is violence that is perpetrated for a particular cause, be it political, ideological, or religious. That's what a lot of pieces of legislation around the world, including mine here in Canada, in the Canadian Criminal Code in sections 83.01 and onward, specify quite clearly. It's not just violence for violence's sake, it's violence in the furtherance of some kind of cause. and that cosmos is defined very explicitly in the Canadian Criminal Code as political, religious, or ideological. Now, other criminal codes treat it a little bit differently, but I think the general consensus is there. This is what terrorism is all about. I'm not real happy when I see the headline, quote unquote, litigation terrorist in what I think to be an otherwise respectable Canadian media National Post. A little conservative for my liking sometimes, but still, it is one of the main Canadian dailies that provides Canadians with information. I would take the judge to task over his statement and ask him in the future to be a little more judicious, no pun intended, when he uses the word terrorism. Just my thoughts on how we use terrorism, how we don't use terrorism. I'd be really curious to hear what you think. But before I get to how to contact me, I want to point out that I have made a change in my podcast. Prior to today, the theme song that I had been using in the background for my podcast was Superman by Five for Fighting, and I have decided to change the theme song to the song Ahead by a Century by The Tragically Hip. Now, why have I done that? Done that for a couple of reasons. First and foremost is that the song is by a Canadian band, The Tragically Hip, a very great Canadian band headed by Gord Downie, who died tragically in 2017, far too young for him to have passed on. I'm not going to say I was a Tragically Hip fan when they were big in the 90s and 2000s, but I've since come to like them a lot. And there is a lyric to this particular song that I really, really like. And that lyric is, "No dress rehearsal, this is our life." Now, the song itself is kind of about adolescence, but this lyric has really struck me as quite meaningful. And given that this is a podcast on terrorism, the quick hits and the longer podcasts and all the blogs that I do has some kind of link to terrorism, it would be very easy to conclude that terrorism is all around us, that we are inundated with terrorist acts, either planned or successful, and that we should be fearful of terrorism, and that our actions that we take to prevent terrorism should be onerous and should be all pervasive. The fact that I want to make here is that terrorism is not existential. Yes, I talk about it a lot, but it is not happening everywhere every day. Yes, some countries like Afghanistan and Somalia and Nigeria suffer from a disproportionate amount of terrorism, but the rest of us do not. In other words, the rest of us have to live life. There's no dress rehearsals. You have one life to live and you have to live it. So I would encourage all my listeners and those who read my blogs to keep that in perspective. This is a wonderful life. Yes, we have things that are wrong, like criminality, and we have poverty, and we have injustice, and yes, we have terrorism. But overall, life is good. And by a pure coincidence, that is the way that my daughter Erin, who featured in a podcast late last year, we talked about how a 12-year-old saw 9/11. Erin writes a blog, and her last line is, "Life is wonderful." So I kudos to Erin for reminding me of that. And I hope my readers take that to heart as well. So that's the end of this episode 18 of Quick Hits. I hope you enjoyed it. Please get back to me on your feedback. You can reach me on email, borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can reach me on Twitter, @BorealisSaves, on Facebook, or on LinkedIn. I'd also encourage you to go to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com. If you want to subscribe to all the material that's available, it's free of charge. Just go to the subscribe section, fill in your email address, and you'll get access to all the podcasts, all the blogs, all the Today's in Terrorism, and everything else that's available on borealisthreatandrisk.com free of charge. I'll talk to you again soon. Until then, stay safe.